Chapter 10. Justin the Martyr. One day a young man walks along the shore of the Mediterranean Sea. Being lost in thought, he walks on. Time and again he casts a glance over the endless sea and stares thoughtfully in the distance. He sighs deeply, shakes his head sadly, and walks further. A sad expression fills his eyes. Who is that young man, and why is he so sad? Listen. That lonely walker on that almost deserted beach is Justin. He was born in Shechem, a town in the country of the Samaritans. His father and mother were heathens. Justin gave evidence, even in his youth, that he was a good student, and since his parents were not poor, they let him study. And yes, Justin liked to study. He was instructed by the most learned men that lived at that time. It is no wonder that after studying for many years, Justin also became a scholar. In order that he might increase his knowledge, as a young man he traveled far and wide. He visited Egypt and became a student at one of the most famous schools of its time. From there he departed to Rome, the capital of the immense Roman Empire, and there he became acquainted with famous Romans. He also visited the city of Ephesus. Justin became ever more learned, but he was not happy. Why not? His many teachers had told him that there was a God who directed and ruled all things, and he wanted to know that God. Where lived that teacher who could instruct him in the knowledge of that God? Justin searched and searched. He traveled everywhere, but no one could help him, and of course that was no wonder, because his teachers were all heathens. Once a teacher had told him that he must often seek solitude, and then at those solitary places he must meditate on those things which he had heard and learned. Justin followed that advice, and thus it happened that while deep in thought, he is now walking on that lonely beach. But he has not yet found the rest and peace which he seeks, neither did those means help. Suddenly he noticed that he is no longer alone. A short distance from him, someone else is walking. Who is that? Justin does not know. He has never seen that gray-haired man before. When he gets near to him, he asks that stranger, "Why are you walking here on the beach?" The old man answers, "Oh, I am waiting for several of my relatives, but may I also know what you are doing here?" Perhaps Justin blushed at that question. What must Justin answer to that? Must he tell this total stranger what has filled his heart for so long a time already? Must he tell that unknown man that he is so anxious to learn to know God? He hesitates for a moment, and then he looks at that gray-haired man. Justin himself does not know how it is, but that old man fills him with confidence. Justin then begins to speak about that which fills his heart. He tells that stranger that he has learned much, and that the most capable men of that time have been his teachers. But he also tells him that with all his knowledge, he is still unhappy. At last he cries out, "Oh, where can I find a teacher who can show me the way in which I may learn to know God?" That old man had listened calmly to him. When Justin finally stopped speaking and is silent, then this man tells him, "My young friend, all your teachers, however capable they may be, cannot tell you how you can learn to know God. If you really want to know who God is, then read the prophets who formerly lived and prophesied among the people of the Jews." Yea, that gray-haired man tells him about the only true God, who created heaven and earth out of nothing. He tells him about the Lord Jesus, who came to suffer and to die for lost sinners, who came to give his life so that damn worthy creatures would live through him. The youthful Justin listens breathlessly. That which he hears now, he has never heard before. His teachers have never spoken to him in this way about Jesus of Nazareth. Finally, the gray-haired man bids him farewell. He says, "My young friend, search the scriptures, but above all pray that you may learn to understand those scriptures. Pray that the gates of light may be opened unto you." Then the gray-haired man departed, and Justin never saw him again. Neither can I tell you who he was, but one thing I can tell you, that gray-haired man was a true Christian. God directed it in such a way that Justin met that Christian on the beach. It is often said, by chance, but that is wrong. Nothing happens upon earth outside the providence of God. Thus it was here. That simple Christian directed Justin to the way, to that wisdom which he sought. When the gray-haired man was gone, Justin also left the shore of the sea, but that serious advice which that stranger had given him was followed diligently by Justin. He sought just as long until he found the writings of the ancient prophets about which that gray-haired man had told him and which he finally found with the Christians. He began to read and search those ancient prophets diligently. God sanctified that inquiry to his heart, thirsting after peace. He learned to know various Christians, and they instructed him further in the doctrine of salvation. They explained to him the meaning of those old writings. Time and again, they directed him to Christ, the Savior, as the foundation and origin of the true wisdom, peace, and joy which he sought. Besides, he was touched with the heroism wherewith the Christians entered death. He saw and heard how they, while jubilating and rejoicing in their God, went to meet the wild, ferocious animals. Yea, then he saw that those despised and reviled Christians had true peace. They were happy, and he was unhappy. Oh, that wise, educated Justin learned that with all his wisdom, he was a fool before God. There he learned to bend his knees. There he learned to implore for mercy as one who had forfeited everything. Those prayers have been answered by God. The gates of light of which the gray-haired man had spoken on that lonely beach have been opened to him through God's free, unsearchable grace. He learned to know the Lord Jesus as his surety and Savior. And when all that took place, then Justin tasted the true peace within his heart. Then he learned that his guilt and sins had been paid for by that Jesus. At the age of 30 years, he permitted himself to be baptized at Ephesus, and with heart and soul, he passed over into Christianity. And shall it be well, then you must also learn the same thing. Justin again travels from one city to another and from one country to another. Again he wanders through all the countries and provinces of the vast Roman Empire. But now that unrest which constantly gnawed within is gone. Now he is no longer seeking that true wisdom because he has found that in Christ. No, now he travels with another purpose. Now he preaches everywhere in the Christian churches. Now he is a shining light for many unconverted ones, and by means of his preaching, God's people are comforted and encouraged. He has been a blessing to many, very many. He defends Christianity wherever he comes. In chapter 5, I told you about the apologists. Now then, Justin was a real apologist. Whenever the heathens scoffed at and derided Christianity in a contemptible manner, then Justin preached against that. Whenever the learned heathens wrote thick volumes full of scorn and defamation about Christianity and slandered it, then Justin wrote big volumes against that, in which he defended Christianity with earnestness and zeal. How did his great learning now stand him in good stead? God was pleased to use his preaching and writings to the conversion of many who were still entangled in heathenism. He traversed the Roman Empire for many years, and wherever he came, he brought the gospel and endeavored to gain the heathens for Christianity. Then he pointed out to them the riches of Christ over against the poverty of the idol worship. Eventually, he came back to Rome again, and there he founded a school wherein young people were instructed by him in the doctrine of salvation. We can imagine that the heathens became hostile toward him. At that time, there dwelled in Rome a very learned heathen. He challenged Justin to a debate. Justin said, "Very well, I accept that challenge. You may defend heathenism, but I shall defend Christianity." These two met on an appointed day. There Justin spoke so forcibly and so full of inspiration that finally the learned heathen no longer knew what to answer. Justin had brilliantly won that debate. That learned heathen scholar could not swallow that. Furiously he went to the governor of Rome and lodged a complaint against Justin. The governor had Justin arrested immediately, for at that time Emperor Marcus Aurelius ruled, and you already know that this emperor was an insolent persecutor of the Christians. The persecution raged in all its intensity. Look, there stands Justin before the heathen governor. "Wretch," thus speaks the angry governor, "why did you allow yourself to be deceived by those Christians and adopt their religion?" Justin answers calmly, "Because the religion of the Christians is the only true religion." "Is that so?" says the governor. "And what then do they teach?" Immediately he answers, "They believe in the living God, the creator of heaven and earth. They believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The governor laughs scornfully and he looks disdainfully at the gray-haired man that stands before him. Mockingly, he says, "So, if I have you scourged, and after that beheaded, then you think you will go to heaven?" "Yes," Justin answers fearlessly, "then I go to heaven." "Very well, then," says the governor, "then that shall be done." Not long thereafter, that cruel sentence was carried out. Rude soldiers have scourged Justin until he bled, and afterward he was beheaded. We have read how Justin troubled himself to learn to know God, and we have heard how diligently he had read and searched the books of the Bible. We have also been told that God was pleased to bless that seeking, so that he learned to know that God unto salvation. It is much easier for us than it was for Justin, because we do not have to seek. God's precious word lies already in our home. Oh, do not despise the word of God. That word has been given to us as a means unto salvation. Read that book of books. Read and reread it again and again. Read it carefully. And what that aged Christian told Justin on that lonely beach, that I also say to you: pray that the gates of light may be opened unto you. Ask if God may sanctify it to your hearts. How blessed that would be if that did happen. Then you would also find that peace which Justin found, and for which he had sought such a long time. May God grant that.